Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And I think what they sought to do and they accomplished was to show that they can penetrate Iranian air defenses. We'll know a bit more here over the next 24, 48 hours as battle damage assessments come out. But I, for one, believe that we're now in a 90% probability that this will settle down, go back into the shadows.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
All right, we've got Jim Carafano with us this morning from somewhere in Spain. Am I correct about that, Jim?
Jefe, ¿cómo está?
Yeah, ¿cómo está?
I'm in Madrid, which is really one of the world's most beautiful cities. It is, if you're going to go somewhere in the world, go to Madrid. It's beautiful. The people are amazing. You know, 2 o'clock in the morning, everybody's alive. It's unbelievable. It's just
wow.
A great city.
Yeah, yeah. It's on my bucket list. I do want to visit there at some point. That was Admiral James Stavridis. Did I say his name right?
Stavridis.
Yeah. Talking about what happened in Israel last night, or in Iran, Israel firing rockets into one of their cities, at least one that we know of. What's your take on that, Jim?
A bold, gutsy move I did not expect. It is interesting that they went into Iran, because very clearly what they were doing was sending a message. And you know what? Your air defense is not our air defense.
Yes.
And you know, we can do tit for tat, but you might not come out well on this. I don't know, but it sounds like some of these targets may have actually been not missiles or drones, but manned aircraft. I don't know that for a fact, but if you're the Iranians, it's like, dude, you just got like mic dropped. And so the question for the Iranians is, what do you do now? This is the way it works in the Middle East. People are respected because they're powerful. And we think it's like, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you be conciliatory or proportional or something? And that's not the way it works. It's, you demonstrate somebody that you can hold the sword of Damocles over their head, and that's what gets their attention.
Just let me backtrack here real quick, Kim. I'm sorry to interrupt. Do I understand you correctly? I mean, that you think Israel flew manned aircraft into Iran and bombed this thing and left without the Iranians being able to engage them? That's like Chris Rock on stage getting jack slapped. They must be stunned.
They do have F-35s, and the F-35 can do that. And I don't know for a fact, because, you know, we got a lot of sketchy stuff. You know, at first it wasn't even clear they attacked targets in Iran, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Wow.
But I clearly, what the Iranians were trying to do is to demonstrate that, dude, I can really hurt you.
The Israelis, you mean?
And this is the problem is, you know, people keep saying, oh my God, World War III. But the problem is Israel and Iran cannot fight a decisive war with each other because there's countries in the middle. All they can do is lockstep at each other. And that's very inconclusive. And so the question is, how far do you want to take that? And the Iranian thing is the one thing they want is not to not look weak. So they fire a bunch of missiles, and then they hope, you know, that since they didn't kill anything, everybody will just leave them alone, and they can say, look, you know, look how tough we are. Now, they got shamed, and the question is, what do you do? Because if you punch back, what happens if the Israelis come back and do something even worse?
Yes.
So they put it back in Iran's hands. And the thing is, these guys have lots of ways to touch each other. They can get Hezbollah to attack them. You know, they can do something with Hamas, kill some hostages. So, but I just don't think that. I mean, I do think that this is going to obviously lead to an escalation, all out war. I am sympathetic, but that's probably not realistic.
I mean, does Iran give another heads up? We're going to strike back. Here's your 48-hour notice.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be stupid, right?
Yeah,
I don't even get why they did that in the first place. I certainly can't see them doing it again now.
Right. I don't know. You know, look, the only thing the Iranian regime cares about is the stability of the Iranian regime.
Yes.
So they want to look tough and bold, but they also don't want to look weak, right? So now they're kind of in a quandary. So we'll see what they'll do. But, I mean, clearly it's, you know, it's Iran's turn now, and we'll see what they. I did not expect this. One, because there are lots of divisions within the Israeli government about this, but also because Iran is the problem. There's no question about that. But the problem in front of Israel at this point is Hamas, and they've got to destroy Hamas that before they do anything else. And this distracts from that, but. Maybe the Israeli thinking is as well, this will get the Iranians off our back and we can go back to focusing on the destruction of Hamas. And, you know, the Americans really can't do anything about it. What the Israelis have demonstrated here, which is perhaps useful to them, is they're relatively immune to international criticism.
Yes. Unlike
and
the
so
U.S.
This notion. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so the Iranians and the Islamists, they've invested literally hundreds of million dollars in building these global networks to demonize Israel, right, as a way to kind of weaken and Israel and turn public opinion against them. But in the end, it didn't matter because no Israeli government is going to back off from defending the people of Israel.
Yeah.
No matter how ugly the criticism is.
The American doctrine used to be mad. These days it's don't. That doesn't seem to be working too well, Jim. No.
You know, Biden has been the vicegerent-in-chief in foreign policy since almost day one.
Boy.
And when he acts, he only makes things worse.
Yep.
So,
Jim.
I mean, it's such an embarrassment for the U.S.
Got to run, buddy. Thank you. Have fun in Spain.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.